After a good deal of back and forth between regulators, industry representatives, biologists, and fishermen, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council has capped the amount of pollock that fishermen can catch in the Bering Sea next year at 1.2 million metric tons. That's a slight drop from this year's quota. The council also increased the Pacific cod quota 15%. A third of the council's voting members wanted a bigger reduction of the pollock total allowable catch, pointing to salmon bycatch and the fact that the quota was not reached this year. Glenn Sullivan was one of the skippers who testified about conditions on the grounds.
Safe to say I'm very uncomfortable being here, but I'm here because I'm deeply concerned with pollock stocks in the Bering Sea. And it's pretty, I think, unusual for a commercial fisherman to come to this setting and ask for a reduction in quota. But at the end of last bee season, I really felt that it was painfully obvious that we had taken too much fish.
But the scientific models used to assess the amount of pollock in the Bering Sea conclude that's not the case. Biologists have suggested the pollock may have been harder to catch because they were more spread out due to warmer bottom temperatures. Dan Hall was one of the council members who voted against a motion for a 14% reduction, emphasizing that management decisions need to be based on data during questioning.
In my view, I would have to provide some justification on a conservation basis that's not in the stock assessment model. And other than making a personal judgment call, or I don't want to use the word arbitrary, but just a gut feeling on my part that I should go with a lower number, what kind of conservation argument does one make for the lower number that's not been already incorporated into stock assessment?